Being joined on Radio On The Go Sports by APDNH boys soccer coach Perry Bernard. Unfortunately, season comes to a close here tonight. 4-0 loss here to Webster City. What kind of comes to mind? How would you describe this one from your perspective?
Well, we came in as a different team, different setup. We had all of our players back. We started out really, really well. I think we did everything we could do against this team. Obviously, they're the better team, so they came out on top. And congratulations to them. And I hope they have best of luck at state. Again, you know, I told the boys. We all told the boys that they did everything they possibly could. They left it out on the field. So I'm very proud of them. Very proud of them.
Seemed like Webster City was all over the place defensively, just in the right spot at the right time. What was it about it that made it so tough to score against them tonight?
Yeah, we kind of talked about just trying to go over. We just didn't push our numbers up enough. We were probably playing a little more defensively back. Didn't quite fill the mid as much as we probably should have. And again, the biggest thing was just not pushing up and getting our numbers up where we needed them.
Mm-hmm. I know you shared a long talk with your players here afterwards. I saw you hugging each and every one of them. Just what does this senior class mean to you? You know, being with you for all these 4 years since you started up this program back in 2022, right?
Yeah, it's pretty tough. You know, 15 of these boys, they're done. They've been with me all 4 years, and actually a lot of them I've coached up through rec too. So I mean, I've had them since they were, you know, six, seven, 8 years old. So, you know, it's pretty tough sending them off this way. But again, I told them they did everything they could. And I think they kind of got these younger guys really ready for the future. I'm kind of at a loss for words. I apologize, but
it's all good.
It's just hard sending all these guys off, but they've got bright futures, and I'm very proud of them.
Mm-hmm. And certainly the type of game that, you know, while it's tough to swallow right now, I'm sure certainly not a game that's going to define this team and define this program, because they accomplished so much here once again this year, you know, keeping this team on the map, having a ton of success overall throughout the season.
Yeah. They, I think we've got the attention of the state. I know we've had other teams talking about us, other coaches talking about us, refs talking about us. And again, in 4 short years, where we started and where we're at, you know, we end with a great record. You know, I told the boys 11-4. That's nothing to cry about. So, just an amazing team. Very proud of them. And I'm gonna leave him in good hands with Cody Cummings this next year. So,
I got you. Any final thoughts you want to share here tonight?
No, I just want to thank all the fans, all the support we've had from the from Dyke, New Hartford, Appleton, Parkersburg. We've had a lot of support from them, and that's been highly appreciated. And I think these boys know it. So they had fun. Yep, now they're kind of on to their next adventures. So,
you bet. Well, thanks for the time, Coach.
All right. Hey, I appreciate it.